A reminder never hurts. A reminder never hurts. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, here in Campo, California. A reminder never hurts. I was sitting on the bench by I Like Me this morning on my meditative path, and as I sat there, Rex had just been talking to a few dogs that were going by as their owners were taking them out for a walk. And he said, "Good morning, good morning." And before he even saw them, he was bouncing up and down because he felt them in his presence. And he was jumping up and like a playful dog. And he's over 3 years old already. But he was jumping up and down like a playful dog, just enjoying their presence. And then when he saw them, he had to shout out, "Good morning, you guys, how you doing?" And they looked back at him and they wanted to come and say hello, but he decided he'd stay with me. And so we continued walking along our path. And as we walked along our path and I came to this wonderful bench, the bench of I Like Me, I sat down and I put away my recorder and I reached out and took a hold of Rex, who chose to sit right next to me, in fact, right on my feet. And I hugged him and said, "Do you know I love you?" And he lifted up his face and turned his eyes toward me, as much as to say, "I never heard enough." And so I said to him, "I love you, I love you, love you." And I took his head in my arms, and he's got a big head. And I cuddled his head, and I snuggled his ears. And I said, "You're a wonderful dog, Rex. You're such a wonderful dog." And he just pushed his head closer to mine. And he kept saying to me, "Hey, this is the kind of talk I like." And I said, "Rex, you always are so wonderful, so obedient, such a good dog. I love you so. You are so much fun to be with. Rex, I just plain love you, I love you, I love you." And he just snuggled in all the more closely. And then, as I was sitting there, he sat up straight, but he stayed with me, but he sat up straight, and as he sat up straight, he leaned over and he gave me a nudge and said, "Hey, come on, what's going on here? What else is going on?" And so, I talked to him and I said, "Hey, you're wonderful, you're beautiful, you're fantastic." And he just snuggled some more. You know, life is like that. Not just people and dogs and things, but life is like that. When we'll take the plants in our garden and snuggle them and say, "I love you, I love you, I love you, you're so wonderful." When we'll say that to our dogs and our plants, then what happens? Well, they say that to us too. They respond to us in some wonderful, joyous way. The plants just seem to grow more beautifully. We're like the fertilizer. Our love is like the fertilizer on the plants, saying to the plants how wonderful you are, how glorious you are, how good you are. And it is so true. And then, as we go along, we speak to the trees, and we speak to our house. Yes, our house. And we say, "Oh, I love this house, and I fill this house with my love. I just fill it with my very physical, visible, sensible love." And the house radiates that love. We have 104 acres here of the university campus, and I surround this campus with my pure white light of love. I surround this campus with my love, and I say, all of it is beautiful. Everyone who walks here feels the sense of love and the sense of peace. Everyone who walks this campus feels the joy and the harmony and the love that this campus brings to them. Everyone feels it. Everyone knows this sense of goodness that is here. And everyone who walks on the property says, "This is a certain peace about this place. It's so wonderful. There's a certain gentleness and love about this campus that is such a good feeling. Why is that? Why is that? How do you get that sense or feeling here? I've gone into so many homes and so many places where it's sort of wildish and the people are sort of uptight and upset with life. And here, It is just a sense of peace and calm, such a sense of love. Yes. Well, that sense of peace, that sense of calm, that sense of love is from our heart. Our heart, every moment, as we speak our word, as we think our thought, as we say our joy, that this is a beautiful place. And every time I go around the campus, I pick up little pieces of tidbits here that don't need to be there. And if I take the pickup truck, I'll stop and load up the back end with a fixture or trash that might have accumulated and throw it into the dumpster. And it's not a big deal, but, you know, as this is done, nobody notices it, but as this is done, the campus becomes cleaner and more beautiful and more wonderful. But I'm putting my shower of love over the entire campus. I'm putting my shower of peace. I don't tell people what I'm doing. I don't even tell the staff what I'm doing. And most of them have absolutely no idea what I'm doing. And that's great. And I'm sure they do things of like nature. But it's all because we have an absolute feeling of love for ourselves. And as we have this feeling of love for ourselves, we pour out this feeling of love for ourselves onto our campus here, onto everyone who comes into our area, onto all circumstances that come up in our world. And indeed, it is a very wonderful and a very beautiful and a very perfect world, because we have made it that way. And we continually make it that way every moment, by our thought, our actions, and our attitudes. If we only knew how powerful our thought and our attitudes are, if we only knew how powerful everything is that we deal with in our mind, if we only knew, maybe if we knew, we would do it more specifically, more wonderfully. But do you know? Do you know the power of your thought, the power of your mind, the power of the actions that you take? When you love your pet, does it radiate throughout your entire house? When you love your husband or wife or children or your elders, do you love, is there a feeling of peace? Is there a feeling of contentment? Feeling that all is right with the world? That love is so spectacular and so joyous. Fortunately, as I love Rex, I see this radiated outwardly, so powerful. And as I love little love, our little miniature schnauzer, miniature pin, mini pin, pincher, he's just a crazy little mutt. When we got him, we called him Tiger, because that was his name. And he was a tiger. And he was just a little too aggressive. And so we had to train him to be a little more loving. And the first thing we did was to give him a name, Little Love. And from that moment on, he was a little love. He expressed that little love, and he was that little love. There's a saying that if you name a thing, so it'll be. So, in your world, name things that you would like to experience in the way that you'd like to experience them. In my world, I name everything good and very good. And because of that, so it is. I travel the world speaking to groups, giving lectures on happy, joyous, controlled, directed thinking, and how to make the most out of your life. And as I do this, the miracles that I'm told are utterly fantastic. But that's because someone listened and applied it. Today you can listen and apply this attitude of love if you like. And you can have that same wonderful feeling that I have with Rex, if you like, because it's available, and the only charge is to give love, and then love comes back. And if you learn to give unconditional love, love with no conditions, love that does not say you've been good or bad, or love that says, I will love you only if you're good. If you love with unconditional love, and we can all learn to do that, oh, we are on the right track. We are on the right boat. We are on the right experience. Love's like that, but it takes your dedicated effort. I know, because it takes my dedicated effort. And with my dedicated effort, I get great results. Have a wonderful day, and know that I'm surrounding you, wherever you may be, whatever you may be doing, whatever you may be thinking, with my pure white light of love, because I love you. I love you. I love you.